the Israelis are practicing what they call the Dahiya Doctrine. What is this?
Well, at least many of us believe, and I think they are, practicing what's called the Dahiya Doctrine. For all our listeners, it's D-A-H-I-Y-A. And I like to call, when I talk about this, the Dahiya Doctrine, WikiLeaks, and Julian Assange. Because the first cable that illustrated what the Dahiya Doctrine was or is came out of WikiLeaks. And it has to do with the way Israel fights its wars against Palestinians or others. Dahiya was a section of Beirut in Lebanon. And what the Israelis did in the 2006 war is they leveled that section entirely. Everything, every building, nothing stood. Disproportionate force is, of course, a key guideline to whether you're committing a war crime or not. It's a war crime to use disproportionate force. If you want to kill an enemy soldier in a neighborhood, you can't kill 10,000 civilians to kill one soldier. You can't kill 100. You have to use what's called proportional force. You can't go after civilian objects. You can't go over after civilians or civilian homes. Well, the Dahiya Doctrine is what Israel actually practiced in 2006, leveling a neighborhood, a form of collective punishment, a form of what Israel is saying, we're going to do to anybody that attacks us. We're going to show them it's not simply an eye for an eye. It's your entire body. It's your whole infrastructure. It's everything. That's 2006. Right after that devastation, demolishment of a village in a part of Beirut, rather, a general from Israel said, what we have now is the Dahiya Doctrine. And it's not just a proposal. That's what we do. And he actually said, we will use disproportionate force when we're fighting these wars. So that's an open and notorious admission of a war crime.
A so-called party admission.
It's a party admission from a legal term. But yes, it's basically saying we're committing a war crime. Because if you look at the Geneva Conventions, it says you can't use disproportionate force. And here you have a general saying, we're going to use disproportional force. And that's not a proposal, he says. That's an approved doctrine. So now we flash forward to this recent war, if you want to call it that, the recent massacre that took place in Gaza. And, of course, we've been reading about what's going on there, and you look at the statistics from the Palestine Committee on Human Rights, for example, 2,168 people have been killed, 2,168. Of that, 76.6% are civilians. Three-quarters are civilians. Of that, 30% of the civilians killed are children. 23% overall are children. So of this 2,168, 24% roughly were children. So that's what you would call the practice of the Dahiya Doctrine. The overwhelming use of force, disproportionate use of force, that winds up killing way more civilians than appropriate military targets. Now, the second part of that, of course, is a report that came out of the United Nations recently. Someone named Pernille Ironside, who's in charge of UNICEF for the UN, and she's been spending her time in Gaza, gave a very important press conference last week about the damage that's going on in Gaza. And the statistics were completely numbing. The main one that I take away from it is 400,000 people have been displaced in Gaza. That's basically one out of four people have been displaced. One out of four of a population of 1.8 million. Of that, 17,000 houses have been destroyed, 100,000 people completely homeless in Gaza. How long will it take them to rebuild that, assuming they ever get to rebuild it? She says a minimum of 18 years to rebuild it. So what you've seen is the utter and complete use of disproportionate force in Gaza, the Dahiya Doctrine. And I want to just close this segment to say, why are we standing by and allowing this to happen? Here we have a war crime being committed in front of our faces, admission by Israel it's doing it, a disclosure by WikiLeaks showing again the importance of WikiLeaks, and who's in prison or in exile or in an embassy? Julian Assange for exposing this type of document while the people committing these war crimes are going scot-free. And they're going scot-free for one major reason, and that's because the country we live in, the United States, gives them its full support. They can commit war crimes, and there's nothing nothing or very little that people can do about it, at least in any of the so-called agencies, whether it's the UN or the UN or the UN courts or international courts. So the tragedy here is one, that obviously Palestinians are being killed in mass. Secondly, that war crimes are being committed openly and notoriously. And third, that the country, the United States, that we live in, is the fundamental supporter of those war crimes. And by that, I want to say, by that, every single member of Congress and the Senate and the House and Obama, who's approved it, who voted to continue to aid Israel in carrying out these war crimes, which is what that aid is doing, the military aid, is an aider and abettor of war crimes. Absolutely not any question under international law. So the key here for us in America, certainly, is to get the U.S. To stop its criminal support of Israel.